AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The U.S. military says it has destroyed more than a dozen Iranian mine-laying vessels.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard vows it will not allow the export of even a single liter of oil from the Middle East until further notice. Now, the U.S. military says it's taken out 16 mine-laying Iranian vessels. But with Saudi Arabia's oil giant Aramco saying tankers are being rerouted to avoid the Strait of Hormuz, President Trump says in a social media post that there are no reports of Iran succeeding in planting explosives in the strait.
The president and his energy team are closely watching the markets.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the U.S. military is drawing up additional options to keep the Strait of Hormuz open.
Rest assured to the American people, the recent increase in oil and gas prices is temporary, and this operation will result in lower gas prices in the long term.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Two Iranian drones hit near Dubai International Airport and wounded four people, but officials say flights are continuing. Missile interceptions were seen over Tel Aviv, Israel on Tuesday, and air raid sirens were heard there early Wednesday. Israel says Iran has been firing cluster munitions, which explode at high altitudes and scatter dangerous small bombs. Officials say several tornadoes have torn through parts of Illinois and Indiana, downing trees and power lines in an area south of Chicago and overwhelming the 911 center with emergency calls. The Kankakee County Sheriff's Office says a tornado struck down near the Kankakee Fairgrounds before traveling northeast, where it caused extensive damage. Republican Clay Fuller and Democrat Sean Harris are heading to a runoff April 7th in the race for a U.S. House seat from Georgia. This is AP News. A three-time All-Star now has the second most points scored in an NBA game, behind Wilt Chamberlain's record 100. Correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
Miami Heat center Bam Adebayo has passed the late Kobe Bryant for the second most points in a game in NBA history. Adebayo scored 83 in a 150-129 win over the Washington Wizards, eclipsing the longtime Los Angeles Lakers star's total of 81 against Toronto in January 2006. Adebayo had 31 points in the first quarter, 43 by halftime, and 62 after three quarters. He finished 20-for-43 from the field and 7-for-22 from three-point range. Adebayo's 36 free throw makes and 43 attempts both set NBA records for a game. I'm Gethin Coolball.
In the World Baseball Classic, the U.S. has lost to Italy 8-6. That occurred Tuesday night. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.